The Titan's Curse, Chapter 1. My rescue operation goes very wrong. The Friday before winter break, my mom packed me an overnight bag and a few deadly weapons and took me to a new boarding school. We picked up my friends Annabeth.
I'm Ava.
I'm Neve.
And I'm Brayden.
And this is Return to Camp Half-Blood.
Join us as we journey back through a childhood favorite series.
And see what lessons we can learn as adults from these books that meant so much to us as kids.
Oh, you froze for a sec. What did you say?
Did I? I said, Jesus Christ, I love these chapters so much. Welcome back to Return to Camp Half-Blood.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back.
Yes. Today, we are starting The Titan's Curse. And I think we're all very excited.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
Today, we are discussing chapters 1 and 2. My rescue operation goes very wrong, and the vice principal gets a missile launcher through the theme of duty.
Yeah. What a time it is. oh my. I feel like there's not a lot that happens, but there's also a lot that happens. Like,
these have been the best chapters in the series so far.
Okay.
That's
these
real.
Two chapters.
They come out with a bang.
Maybe. I think that they're up there, but for some reason, the chapters that stick in my mind are the ones in Sea of Monsters where they're fighting. I forget where they're fighting, but it's like by the Monster Donuts, and then Clarice pulls up in the Chesapeake Bay and like picks them up, and then
she starts shooting cannons at them.
Yeah,
that one
it lives rent free in my head. I don't know why.
That one is also good. It's also up there with Annabeth Does Obedience School.
Yeah. We should, at some point, we should make, like, a list of, like, the elite chapters of the Percy Jackson series.
I love that idea.
Yeah, we should.
10 out of 10. Good job, Ava.
Thank you. Oh, now I have to summarize, don't I?
First 30-second recap of this book.
This is a lot to
no
do.
No pressure.
I mean, I feel like I'm honored, because this is my favorite one. So I'm honored to be starting it off, but we'll see. See if I dishonor the book. All right.
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Seti.
Oh.
Goey.
Okay, so you drive 8 hours and you get to this place called Westover Hall. It's a military school, and you're with you're Percy, and you're with Annabeth and your mom and Talia. And your mom's like, "You good?" And you go inside, and there's a guy named Dr. Thorne, I think, and then he turns out to be a manticore. And you find Nico and Bianca, and like, whoa, but they don't know they're demigods. And you meet them, and then like he captures them kind of, and then he tries to like kill them or something, and then you almost fall off a cliff. But then the Huntresses of Artemis come out of the woods, including Zoe Nightshade, the one and only, and they start shooting the manticore, and they ended up killing him. Okay, that's fine.
I absolutely love that she made sure to mention that Zoe Nightshade was included in the Huntress of Artemis,
absolutely.
But not Artemis.
She's a given. She's a given. They're her huntresses.
That's true.
They do be her.
No, and of course I had to mention Zoe. She's the realist. I love her.
She is the realist. So, we have a new segment. It's a new season, which means
season 3.
That Brayden thought of something else stupid and wanted to include it. We are going to create a Titan's Curse playlist. And so every week we're each going to take a turn and suggest a song that encapsulates the chapters we read that week. This week was my week, and I had a very hard time with this because there's a lot of music referenced in these chapters,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of specific moments that I would love to soundtrack. But what I landed on, so I was very tempted to just say Beautiful Soul, just C. McCartney, obviously, but like, because it's like the song that would be playing at the dance, that mm-hmm. felt too easy for me.
Fair.
I'm going with American Idiot by Green Day, because Talia talks about how she likes Green Day in this chapters, and then I'm saying this is for this specific moment, like when she's fighting the manticore. Just like imagine Talia fighting the manticore with American Idiot by Green Day playing, and then the Hunters come in. Doesn't that sound fantastic?
It does.
I'm literally wearing my American Idiot hoodie right now. So, like, the back of this has American Idiot on it, so.
I agree. I was really like, oh no, like, I can't give this to Neve right off the bat. This cannot be a completely... But I was going to say, this might be a very emo book.
Talia is like, a very emo gal.
She is a very emo gal. It's true.
I can say, I see a lot of emo and Hayley Kiyoko in this book. Like, just a very gay and emo book.
True.
Is Titan's Curse.
That's accurate. Oh, I almost forgot about that plot line. Now I'm thinking about it. we'll get there. Oh, the yearning. All right.
Oh, right. What did we forget?
I literally forgot what monster he was. Like, I forgot that that was when the Manticore came in. I remembered everything else.
Did the movie ruin it for you?
Why?
Remember the last movie and there was a Manticore? We just watched this.
No,
movie.
I thought you meant like the theoretical Titan's Curse movie, like that isn't a thing. And I was like, No, but I don't know. I just think I forgot that that's what he was. Like, it was almost like a mystery to me. Like, I was reading it and I was trying to figure out what he was.
No, I forgot that too. Don't worry. I feel you.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was the only thing I remembered from these chapters.
That was the only thing I forgot.
I was like, there's a Manticore and him and Annabeth fall off a ledge and they find Nico and Bianco. Nico and Bianco.
Nico and Bianco.
I'm trying really hard today.
I know, it's a day.
Yeah, I forgot that he had a French accent.
Oh, actually, me too.
Loved listening to the audiobook.
Oh, I didn't listen to it this week.
It was very funny.
Really? Yes. I might have to like go back and listen.
I think you do.
Like, Jackson, like Percy Jackson.
Percy. That's so Jackson.
Nice. Wild. It's not a good French accent either.
It should not be.
They couldn't hire someone just with the French accent really quick.
It's wild. I recommend if you have access to the audiobook, just listen to the first chapter just to hear.
It's probably on YouTube, right?
It probably is at this point. Also, maybe. I know we talk about the ages of characters and how we're surprised all the...
I'm so shocked.
But it's the beginning of another book, so I had to reassess how old they were.
Yeah.
So they're 14 now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I went in a deep dive into this. I was like, they're 14. What grade are they in?
Eighth grade.
But they shouldn't be.
Yeah,
they should be in freshmen.
They should be freshmen. I know.
This is that I discovered this huge like plot hole. I like fell down like Reddit.
Well, the thing is,
there's a plot hole that in the books.
Oh wait, you frozen? Then I thought you were done.
Oh,
you can keep going.
Okay, there's a plot hole in these books where so he's 12 in sixth grade, and then he keeps aging. And then by the time he gets to, like, Heroes of Olympus and the end of that, essentially he skips junior year so that at the end, Rick Riordan can correct, like... Now, he should be a senior in high school. So let's he's just a senior in high school now. Yay.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
That's funny.
I can respect that.
Like, I think about... Like, there are people who are, like, 14 in eighth grade, but, like, that means they have fall birthdays or, like... You know, like September or like August or something. But I just don't see them as being that. I don't know. It that's weird to me.
Yeah, it's like Percy's birthday is August 18th, which I know now. So he is like around when my brother's birthday is. So he's like on the young end of his grade.
Well, but now he's one of the oldest. End. Yeah.
Based on New York state laws.
Oh my God.
He should be on the young end. But he's on the old end now. Because
cheating.
That's so funny. I really love
Anyways,
research into this.
Yeah.
I did. I really, this was at like 4 a.m.
Of course it was. What other time would you obsessively research the age of Percy Jackson characters?
The problem too was I was doing it while I was listening to it, and so I had to keep rewinding because I was like trying to read these Reddit threads, and I
know I feel that. That's funny. But I walk a lonely
way. That was a long-winded way of me getting to the fact that Nico is 10.
Yeah, what?
Nico is 10.
So weird to me.
Nico is 10.
10 is so small. Like, all of my cousins are older than that, and I think of them as so small.
Exactly. But I, like, read this when I was 10, right?
Yeah. Like, I think I read this when I was
10. Oh, yeah. Nico was, like, us.
I read it later than you guys. Like, I read it in middle school, so I read it when I was like 12. So I think I still saw Nico as being young, which is weird because like it feels like he ages so much, you know.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But it's like interesting because he's like 10 in this book, and then he is 14 by the end of Heroes of Olympus. They age a lot less in Heroes of Olympus than I thought they did.
Yeah.
Like Nico's in
this rabbit hole of how the characters age, but like he aged like along with us reading it. Like,
yeah,
I was 10 and like, he was 10.
I feel like a lot of kids, like Rick knew he was writing to 10-year-olds. I almost feel like Nico was a self insert for the reader.
Interesting, probably.
Like, conspiracy theory.
I think he knew who he was writing to, you know. So I think he realized by the third book that a lot of kids younger than Percy and Annabeth were reading this. So now that Percy and Annabeth had gotten older, he still wanted to continue to like have a character that the younger kids could relate to. Because, you know, like when they start off, Percy's what, like 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's not too much older, but like now that he realized, like, I feel like he realized younger kids were reading it and he was like, okay, here's a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I did have to look up, I was like, what did I? Like, I just needed to know what a 14-year-old looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have no perception of age, like, at all.
No, me neither. I just remember...
What does a 14-year-old look like?
I remember how I looked like when I was... Or how I looked... Hello, grammar. How I looked when I was 13, because I vividly remember all the pictures of me and my friends from various bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs. But, like, I looked so bad then. I
was going to say, what does a 14-year-old look like? It's not good.
It's not good. It's terrible. Oh.
Well, I've looked gracious. The same for 7 years, but it's fine.
I'm glad I haven't. But that's because I started from a place that I would not like to ever go back to.
I agree. And I promise you, if you're a 14-year-old listening to this.
It gets better.
It gets better.
It gets better.
Unless you're Neve. She's looked the same forever, and she has never had a bad day in her life. She's looked beautiful forever.
Yeah, you never had an ugly phase, and I'm mad about it.
Are you all serious?
Yes.
I will send Brayden multiple pictures to put on the Instagram to prove that that is completely false.
Should we all post what we looked like at 14 on the
yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. I really want to go on 14, a deep dive.
At 14, I truly did look exactly the same as I do right now. But that's at funny. Like 11, 11, I looked really bad.
No, I was
we
better.
We go over like 8 years ago and I looked awful.
I feel like it's hard not to look different over 8 years.
That's yeah. true. No, I actually looked better at 11 than I looked at 14, I think. Because I was still in my pure little elementary schooler phase. And then middle school hit and there were some bad glasses and braces and everything was awful.
Middle school is a bad time.
I did not let my hair be. Like, I straightened it and I brushed it. And, like, the only reason it's, like, straight now, even though you can't see it, is because I got it cut yesterday and she blew it out. But, like, my hair's curly. Like, and I didn't let it be curly. Oh, my God. It just added insult to injury. Yeah, like,
I
so
feel
bad.
That. I brushed my hair and it was just the worst decision I've ever made.
Yep.
Speaking of middle school being bad, did anyone else have traumatic flashbacks to middle school dances reading this chapter?
Yeah, I hated them. Also high school dances, just because like none of them were good, but they were all the same.
Yeah, it was just so specific. And so they're just very specific details in these chapters that I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not something I necessarily wanted to relive today, but I'll... I guess it's what's happening.
Yeah.
Mm, boo. Mm, but also, it helped me contextualize their ages, so...
True, that's me too.
It helped for me. I think it's really interesting to... Interesting. Sorry. I feel like they're now at an age where they just have a little more of being people.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I feel like they can actually, like, get on with their lives, you know?
Yeah, like, I have no other way to explain that.
It makes sense. They're more people now. I don't think I was a person until the first semester of my junior year of high school. Like, I really don't.
Ava said she peaked late.
I did. Sophomore year.
Yes. I would agree. I feel actually, like sophomore year.
Sophomore year sucked. Sophomore year was the worst year of my life.
Me too, but I feel like that's what made me a person.
I agree.
Sophomore year just gave me trauma. No, junior year, I did a fun show, and that made me feel like a person.
That's fair. I also did a fun show junior year.
What did you do? I did the Addams Family.
I did Chorus Line.
Jealous.
I did Little Women junior year.
It was guys, look at us. I would like to do a Chorus Line.
It was fun. I would like to do Little Women. So look at us. We're all jealous of each other.
Little Women's actually such a good show.
I know. I want to do Little Women. Guys, who would we all be in Little Women? Just a brief diversion.
Like
I was Marmee in my school's production.
Like who would we play or who would we tag yourself?
Oh, let's do both. And they can give opinions, the listeners.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm an Amy.
I think so too.
I think so too.
It's not something I can lie about.
I would like to think I'm a Joe. But I know that's not true.
I think you're like a solid mix of Joe and Amy. Like
I agree with that.
I'm very a good half between. And half. I agree. Neve,
I feel like you're a mix of Meg and Joe.
Don't say Meg. One second.
Meg is so nice.
All right. So Neve is Joe.
Really?
I think she's Marmee.
Why?
Like, I played Marmee.
Yeah.
Her songs bop. Marmee songs are absolute bangers. So believe.
Like, I also think you are. Da-da-da-da.
And believe that she always will. Oh, great songs. Anyways, what were you saying,
Brandon? I think you're Marmee.
Thanks. As if me being an RA and a friend of every group that I've ever been in doesn't confirm enough to me that I am an old woman. Really helps.
That's funny.
You won't love my other option, so I'm not gonna say it.
What's your option?
Beth.
You're not a Beth. You're not passive enough.
But think about it. Out of the three of us, if any of us were to die of scarlet fever,
It would be me.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It's just the
what
vibe.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
What? I do not need that energy from all of you right now. I am now on a high alert COVID campus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a little
five
too
members
close.
Of the baseball team got the.
Yeah, foolish of them.
I'm
so glad it's the baseball team. Someone I've never interacted with my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson.
But do tell us who you think, like, which Little Women character we would
be. You should post a poll on the story.
I will. I'll post a poll the day this episode is posted.
Nice.
Lots of things to post the day this episode is posted. Please remind me.
Okay.
Because I won't remember.
I will try.
Some more things we forgot. That's where we are. Correct. Yes.
I feel like I remembered most things.
Yeah, I feel like... Oh, this is a weird question. This school is. It's 8 hours from New York. Where do we think the school is? It is 8 hours from New York. Are we north or south?
East, I think we're...
Or west?
North.
North?
I think
New
west.
Hampshire?
I was actually thinking west? New Hampshire.
You think 8 hours west from
No.
I New York?
The middle of the ocean.
No, I mean, like, I just feel like, wait, 8 hours west of New York is not the ocean. But anyways.
Oh, sorry, that's east. Stupid.
I don't know why. I just feel like it's like upstate. It's, like, it's feels like diagonal up. Yeah.
Well, it could be upstate. It could be upstate or like far rural Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's in Pennsylvania.
Be West Virginia.
No, I really think it's New Hampshire. Like, I feel strongly about this one.
There are a lot of ways you can go 8 hours in different directions from New York is what I have just found.
That's accurate. Yeah.
It could be Maine.
It could be 8 hours
could be Maine.
That's true. It could be Maine.
Very low Maine or very high New Hampshire.
I love low Maine.
Yeah. We love low Maine here.
I hope you know that it took me like a good 2 minutes to figure that out.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Know what else I forgot? How good Talia is.
Oh,
I love her.
Role model. Literal role model. What a queen.
And like,
she's so great.
I love the Talia Percy dynamic.
Me too.
Like, we don't see a ton of it, but we see enough of it that I'm like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Truly.
And Nico is here. All of our favorite characters of these series came in these chapters. This book is about them. It's just very exciting.
It really is.
Yeah.
Is it time to talk about duty? Or are we...
I think it may be time.
Sorry, I'm still stalking my mom's Facebook for photos of me at 14.
Oh my god.
There was actually a photo the other day.
That's it.
There was a photo the other day.
There was a photo the other
day that I, like, found of myself. Like... How old do you think I was when I took this photo?
I want to say...
I don't know.
15.
Yeah, 16 maybe.
13.
Oh, very much
about
your
this one?
Age.
14.
Yesterday.
12.
Oh my god.
I've literally looked the same my entire life.
I think I found a good 14-year-old picture.
You do, like, clearly look younger. Like,
yeah. In the looking down picture, I do look younger.
Yeah, you do.
The laughing one, I look like the same as I do right now, and I was indeed 13.
You just look more youthful. Like, you look the same, but your energy
you
is
do.
More
just more, like, shiny, like, huh? Like,
you're a lot more wise and sad now.
Yeah, like, you saw less back then.
Understood.
You had seen less.
Since then, the world has not been kind to anyone. Let's
true.
Be real.
We've all aged.
Since we were 12, the
when
world,
you age.
When you age.
When you've gotten older.
A lot has happened since.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. A lot has happened in the past week.
Oh, that's really true.
Enough to age.
Oh,
me.
We are recording.
2013? When were we 12? 2013.
I was 12 then for the half year, of the year.
The year minus... One is our age. Love being born in 2001. It's really easy. So anyways.
Yeah.
Big boobs.
Okay.
Anyways, so...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Duty. What is duty? It is a moral or legal obligation, a responsibility. Two, a task or action that someone is required to perform.
I'm gonna let you guys talk first.
All right. Thank you for that kindness, Ava.
We all know what I'm gonna discuss.
I see. Okay.
I would like to talk
about I find it interesting that Percy was like, nah, Telly's getting the attention, and like completely abandoned his group and his duties to them.
Yeah.
And like, not to be dramatic, but maybe Annabeth wouldn't be gone right now if someone had just fallen.
True.
I agree. I think we'll see this a lot in this book, that Percy really has to grapple with his privilege.
He cannot be the hero all the time.
He really can't.
Yep.
And he really be trying to be.
He do.
But he also, we do see him experience a lot of imposter syndrome in these in these chapters.
True.
He's like, but why Talia get this? I special too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting,
because in the beginning he didn't really want to be like hyped up as like the son of, and now he's like, but I'm the son of the big.
Yeah, he like can't live without it now.
Here,
like he didn't know much how much he liked it until he wasn't the only special one anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not related to the theme, but going back, like the snap, the mist.
Yeah.
I forgot that they could do that.
I sort of forgot about that, I think. Like, halfway.
Why is, like, so this whole book, and in these chapters, it's a lot of Percy being like, why Talia better than me? And I'm just really like, Talia is better than you.
She just
like,
really is.
In every way, like, love Percy, but she just is doing better.
Yeah, and it's also like, it's always like the main character is never the one that's the most exciting. Like, usually, like, the main character's like, okay, I don't like you sometimes, but you're doing okay. Like, they're just kind of a given. Like, Percy's just kind of like, I feel like he's no one's favorite. But, like, is he your favorite, actually?
I would say he's one of my favorites.
I thought Nico's
my favorite character.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Actually, like, Nico and Piper are my favorite characters, so he's not.
Yeah. See, yeah. So, like, it's always, like, the people that aren't...
Top two.
Yeah. I mean, I have top two also. I mean, it's always the people that aren't, like, the main focus that, like, make it fun and interesting and that we attach ourselves to. Just, like, I see that in a lot of TV, you know? Like, I can hate the main character of a show very easily because they're usually just not the most likable, you know?
And they're usually the most straight.
True.
I can leave the room if I
yes, accept you. Oh, okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yes, you can.
I said we accept Ava said you. We accept you. Focus on that one.
We accept you for who you are.
Yeah, I don't really think that you should be saying this to me. I think most things accept me for what I am when it comes to
exactly
problem.
Exactly.
And we accept you for that.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Going back to duty, what the fuck is Chiron thinking?
Why
did he send these kids to do this?
Who else was he gonna send?
Percy was in trouble. He went himself to help. There are two children of the big three. They don't know that yet, but they know they're really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And they know there's a really powerful monster there. where the fuck is Chiron? Like, if Artemis and the Hunters, if Artemis and the Hunters didn't show up, they would all be dead. This book would be over.
But that's Chiron, kind of real. Chiron can't leave, though, can he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe he had stuff to do.
That's, aren't Tyler, he was too busy playing Pinochle.
Yeah, probably. Stupid.
I don't know. I think that... you know, like,
I'll say that every time he messes up.
Stupid horse.
Wasn't there a part that mentioned though, like the we needed, like they're losing campers. Like, isn't the camp like low key in crisis?
He
might just not be able to roll up for that reason.
Yeah, he's probably just.
Because it's not exactly like he sent Percy, like he did what he did with Percy, just like alone. Yeah. Like he sent Annabeth and Talia. Obviously, they like Talia and think that she's a fully capable person. So.
Yeah. I think that's why he sent both of them. It's just because he was like, oh, I mean, honestly, with both of them, like, that's so much power. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just so much moral obligation and responsibility. I do have the Oxford Dictionary up here. So it's a lot of moral obligation and responsibility to put onto some 14-year-olds.
You use that term to describe the entire series?
True.
Like, we're far past that idea now. You could.
Yeah, I mean,
he was too much in the first book. Now we're just in too deep.
True.
I mean, I guess it's the difference between what is being put on them as a duty or responsibility and what situations they're forced into.
That's accurate.
Also, as Grover was talking about the plan, you know, like, Grover had an idea of what they were going to do, and, like, this... He had been in this school with them, and this monster had not made a move yet. So he thought that they could just... I feel like Grover, when initiating this plan, did not envision violence in, like, he thought they could just sneak Bianca and Nico away because this monster had not, like, made a move. He just, like, put, like, because the monster wasn't sure about them yet, you know? But then, like, he was. So.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't think Grover ever envisions violence.
No.
He's so sweet.
I love Grover.
Little goat boy.
He's so, like, comforting.
He is, his presence is very soothing. I like that he's back in this book.
Me too.
I really missed him in the last book. I already missed Tyson, but I do like having Grover. We can't have more than one, I think is what.
Yes, I do think so.
True. I don't know. I'm just very satisfied with the fact that Tyson is like having a good time.
Tyson's
living his life. He's thriving. Ooh, I need to get my laptop charger.
Know what made me very stressed though was when in the battle Percy's shield gets damaged.
Mm-hmm.
I had just gotten so emotional over Tyson giving Percy that shield.
Yeah.
And he's now had that shield for what? 2 chapters, like between the last book and then this book. And now it broke.
Yeah.
So fast. It broke so fast, and I'm so sad.
Yeah. Oh, tragic.
But they can't both have nice shields, I guess, right?
True.
We can't all have nice things.
Only Talia.
Only Talia.
That wasn't, that sounded, that, yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Just deserving, and I love her.
Though I forgot that essentially we get a book without Annabeth now in favor of
her. I was a little mad about that.
Yeah, true. I kind of don't
Annabeth
like that.
Annabeth needs to redeem herself.
She does. I'm done waiting.
Best on thin ice for me right now. Like,
I know.
She still hasn't redeemed herself for being mean to Tyson. Like, I know she will, but...
Yeah.
Though I do have
to say it's so tragic when a character is just like, I know you're better than this, I know it, but you're being written in a way where you're so difficult right now. Oh.
Yeah, I do have to say though, the great Persebeth moment in these chapters when they're dancing together It was so cute.
Yeah.
It was too amazing. Much for me.
Oh, them.
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 Them. Are you guys done with talking about duty?
Yeah. Ava turn.
The Huntresses of Artemis. What an entity. You know, like, what a freaking code that is. It's so complex. I feel like in terms of like what is allowed, but like you can tell that like the first thing in Zoe Nightshade's mind is her duty to Artemis. And like that is why she did what she did. And like it has taken her far. Like I feel like it has like driven her to become like the best in the I'm just gonna call them a flock, the best in the flock.
And the best.
Because she's just around. Like she's driven by duty, and like that is a group of people where like that will get you somewhere, you know, that like it will get you close to your leader, like it will get you not like validation, but like it's just simply what you're supposed to do, and you'll be rewarded for working for that duty. And like I feel like in other sort of like groups and cultures, like that can be a toxic environment, but I think for them it just works. I'm just fascinated by them as a group. I don't know. Very interesting to me. I can never, but cute. I respect.
I very like them.
Yeah. I very like them.
When you very like
I
them.
I very like them. I agree. And we will definitely have more conversations about the Huntresses of Artemis a lot through this book. I think they're great. I think they're very queer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
10 out of 10. Would read a book only about them.
Rick. A spinoff, please. Oh, wait. Never mind. She's dead. God. I forgot.
What about a prequel?
Yes.
Yes.
I would be open to that. When they described her as looking like a Persian princess, I was like, guys, I love her so much. Anyway, that's it. I'm good. I'll simmer.
It's time for her to simmer. Sass moment?
Let me find it. I remember what page it was on.
I have mine, so I can
go. Yeah, do
go
it.
Go for it.
Dance, you guys, Talia ordered. You just look stupid standing there. I look nervously at girls who were roaming around the druid. Well, Annabeth said, whom should I ask? She punched me in the gut. Me, seaweed brain. Oh, right.
That was mine, Brayden.
I'm glad. I thought it might have been all of ours, not gonna lie.
No, mine's different, but that was an iconic moment. I love it. Oh, them.
Them.
Mine was on page 7. This made me laugh so hard. He was wearing a black t-shirt that took me a few seconds to read. It said, Westover Hall, grunt. I wasn't sure whether that was, like, Grover's rank or maybe it was just the school motto. Like, I think about
I forgot that.
Like, actually such a funny line, too. Just the concept of that.
If they were, like, doing, like, a cheer, like, Westover Hall.
like
that's their motto. Oh, I just think it's such a funny concept, and I laughed really hard at that. And it's almost like the shirt is like telling you to do it. Like so
right.
It's like you see someone
it's like
wearing
instructional.
Shirt. Yeah. It's like you like wave at Grover and he like looks at you and he's like, you're gonna like come on, you just have to go, ugh.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, now we can talk.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Offerings. Who are we gonna offer? No, wait, I said that wrong. We're not offering up anyone. We're offering...
That's for the next segment.
Offerings to them.
That's for the next segment. Guys.
You all can go first.
I'm going to kick it off with Talia.
I knew it.
Do it.
Because it's actually justified, and like I want to get as many justified ones in during this book as possible, you know?
I agree with that.
Also, she just did good.
She did. She did a great job.
I don't really have much more to say. She did good. Percy was stupid. She saved it. Well, like, the Huntresses weren't going to save it. But, like, she is better than Percy in this moment, and that's a really great moment for me, so.
It's true. She is better than Percy.
My offering for to their mission, packing her car full of deadly weapons and dropping her kids off.
Yeah.
At, like, I really like the parallel of that. It was like she was dropping Percy and his friends off at a school dance, but it's not. I think these chapters were just so well written. Anyways, I love Sally. And any excuse to give an offering for her, I will. And I just... Ava?
Sorry, you froze on my screen again. But yeah, oh, I love Sally too. Oh God, I don't... It's justified.
It's justified, Ava. Go for it.
It's justified. Because I was actually torn between Talia and Zoe. But then you gave one to Talia and I was like, okay, that's fair. Just because I feel like Talia, like, she enters with a bang.
She do.
So she, and she absolutely kills it. She's just better than Percy and she's been a tree for so long. Like, I don't know. I just feel like she really, yeah, I mean, I feel like she really nails it. But since you already gave one to her, I will give mine to Zoe, as is customary, I suppose. But I just think, like, I don't know, she saved the day.
As is customary in our culture.
Yeah, in our culture. True. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I know. I couldn't think of how to give one to Nico. He doesn't really do anything.
I would just be.
I would not have given one to Zoe if she didn't deserve it. But this time, she literally saved the day.
Yeah.
She did.
So I will give it to her. Yay.
Okay. Who are we going to vote off the island this
week? Who's going to say it first? Like,
I'm not going to say the Manticore. I don't want us all to say the Manticore. Ava's not going to be happy, but it's Chiron.
What did he do?
He's irresponsible.
Well, okay, so show me how in this chapter he is irresponsible. I understand.
He wasn't there. He is an absent father.
He's taking care. Don't. He's he's taking care of the camp because the camp is falling apart. So, of course, he sends his strongest people to make sure he doesn't just send random demigods willy-nilly. I don't like Chiron as much as I did to begin with, but I will defend him in this moment.
I'm glad. If there's one mission of mine...
It's to make me hate Chiron.
Okay, fine. Yeah. It won't be Chiron. You gotta give me a minute then.
Okay, that's fine.
I do have to side with Ava. Chiron is not very guilty in this chapter.
Thank you. He's not. I actually have one. I just can't remember her name. And it's really unfair to give this to her, but I'm still going to do it. Oh, what's her name? Mrs. Gottschalk. She was useless. That's it.
That's true.
Like, she, obviously she's immortal, so she can't know that, like, her little partner in crime is literally a manticore, but I still think that she didn't help anyone. So
that's real.
You're right. You're not wrong. I don't know. Actually, I'm gonna vote off Rick for this week for giving us Grover but taking away Annabeth.
Oh.
It's weak, but I'm going to vote off Percy because from what I can remember in this book, he's actually quite good in this book, and he needs to be humbled sometimes. And if he had just stuck with the fucking group,
yeah,
it would have been fine. Maybe this would not have happened. So, and there's not going to be many other opportunities this book to take him down a peg.
I don't know.
True.
There might be. I feel like he's by the end, he fixed. I feel like this is a him for this entire book.
It's very funny to me how no one voted off Dr. Thorne.
I mean,
I think we're all trying not to, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's
a
little too on the nose.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly,
like, obviously he didn't do good.
Like, obviously he didn't do good, but, like, he kind of just did his job, right? Like, in this one.
That's I real. Guess he kind of did do his job. I mean, I also think, like, the Huntresses already voted him off.
His job more than Miss Gottschalk did.
True, exactly. There. Her name's funny, though.
Gottschalk.
Gottschalk.
All right. That's all for this week, folks. Join us next week where we will be joined by Atia of Activists in Progress, one of our favorite guests.
Yay!
Where we will be discussing
chapters 3 and 4, Bianca D'Angelo Makes a Choice, and Talia Torches New England through the theme of vanity.
Yay! Make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We're at Return to Camp on everything. And check out our Patreon and our Redbubble store.
Woo! And tell us what Little Women...
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, please. Also, I'd like the listeners to know that I'm wearing lightning bolt earrings right now. Didn't mean to do it, but for Talia, woo. Bye, everyone.